a nightmare. This post will be partly a transcription of a nightmare I had the other day. I woke from this nightmare feeling disoriented and terrified. In it, I was placed in an alternate reality where I was unable to find a job for a long while, it seemed. I'm not a part of any dream interpretation societies, so I must resort to a literal understanding of what I experienced in the dream. Throughout my life, I had several periods where I felt lost, when I looked around me and didn't see a clear path forward. I don't really credit myself much for overcoming these moments, but somehow I did. In the later years of my undergrad, there was a push within the department for engineers to assume leadership roles. Management-related courses displaced ones I found an element in continuum mechanics. Concurrently, I saw many within my own cohort to go into other fields that promised more wealth and influence, many of them now sporting titles as esoteric as their rapid. I'm a judgmental and biased individual. Gullible as I was, I was easily convinced that one could practice being a leader from nothing. I lost sight of what I actually enjoyed, which was engineering. I was sleeping on a mattress on a bare floor at the time. I tried volunteering without much success, mostly because I was unwilling to do the necessary legwork. I went to work at Starbucks as a barista. The coffee shop was inside of a bookstore on the corner of Bay Street and Bloor Street in Toronto. It was a period of personal satisfaction to know that I was at least able to caffeinate hundreds of people from all walks of life in preparation for their days ahead. I was good at this job, not that it required a terribly narrow set of skills. One day, I simply stopped showing up, unable to continue. I ignored their cause of concern for months. That was more than 10 years ago. I don't know if that bookshop still exists. I don't know if that Starbucks still serves coffee. But maybe I will visit one day. Experiencing hardships in life does fortify a person against future hardships. Yet, at the same time, the scars that were made are real and ever-present. I was reminded of Obama's comment on David Cameron in his biography as someone who possessed the easy confidence of someone who'd never been pressed too hard by life. How differently would I feel if I were sailing smoothly the whole way through? I would never know. But one thing I do know is that while I'm grateful for having experienced what I experienced, I do not wish to repeat it.